The weekend has begun. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now's your chance to join us for the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not been on in the last 60 days, the phone lines are open. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and star KTRS works on some cell phone systems to get in as a free call. Just in case you missed it, the Pirates lost this. No, they won this afternoon, 3-2, so the Cardinals' magic number remains at 6. Cards are starting their final 9 games of the year, their final homestand tonight here in town against the Brewers. 3 games here, 3 games against the Pirates, where they could clinch it in Pittsburgh on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then they finish up the season again on the road in Atlanta next week. So magic number 6 and magic letter Q. I don't know how exactly that works. I don't understand.
Sesame Street.
I don't understand. Yes, today's letter is brought to you by the number 6 and the letter Q. And now it's time to meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge, and that's you, John. Welcome.
You asking for Todd?
Of course I am. Even though it's spelled J-O-H-N, it's pronounced Todd. Yeah, that's what I meant. Todd, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity, a unique opportunity in the world of broadcasting where you can exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain.
I would like to say hello to my lovely wife, Tamar. How's that?
All right, that's good. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's the cue for the categories to spin around and the questions to come spilling out, and you choose the one you would like. Eventually, there will be 5 categories, but we do these 3 at a time at the beginning. And here are your 3 categories, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And category 2, This Francis is Not the Pope. Or, because today is the first Harris Challenge of the fall, we have Famous Falls as our 3rd category. What would you like, Todd?
Oh, how about Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, let's explain how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Todd 5 questions. He has a minute to answer them. Each question has a point value, starting with 1, then 2, then 3, then 4, then 5. So he has a total of 15 points he can earn, but he doesn't have to get all of them. He just has to get more than half of those points to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to check out The Intern that opens this weekend. Or we have The Visit, and a few other movies as well. Plus from Peroni's, that we have a gift card. They have their location in Florissant, plus their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri, at M&P.
Choose that if you're a pizza person.
That's right. Or you can choose Family Nuts. It's right here. It's a locally owned family candy and ice cream place right here at Westport Plaza. You get 1 free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
But that's not all, is it, prize man?
No, it's not, Paul.
If you get all 15 points for a clean sweep, you get a bonus prize that sounds something like this.
That's right. You get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
Heartily endorsed by everybody here on this show. Todd's category is Have You Been Paying Attention? Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What kind of car drove Pope Francis to the White House Wednesday morning? A Lincoln Navigator, a Fiat 500L, or a Toyota Prius?
Fiat 500L.
Correct. Before Martin Shkreli bought the rights to an AIDS drug and hiked its price 5,000% this week, he did something similar with a drug that treats which of these? Kidney stones, liver cancer, or sickle cell anemia?
Liver cancer?
Kidney stones. In which usually pacifist country's parliament did a brawl break out this week over deploying soldiers outside its borders? Switzerland, Japan, or Costa Rica?
Japan.
Correct. In what state has an assistant football coach admitted telling 2 of his players to blindside a ref over alleged racial remarks? Alabama, Oregon, or Texas?
Texas.
Correct. Which country, home of a brutally repressive regime, has been chosen to head the UN Human Rights Council? North Korea, Saudi Arabia, or Sudan?
Well, you got to keep them women down. Saudi Arabia.
It is Saudi Arabia, which treats women as second-class citizens who can't even drive, has executed more than 100 people already this year, mostly by beheading. That's a rate of one execution every 2 days. A country that publicly flogs its dissidents and is about to behead and then crucify the 21-year-old son of a prominent regime critic who was convicted at the age of 17 of engaging in demonstrations against the government. And our State Department is okay with this as they head the UN Human Rights Panel. It's our partner in peace, Saudi Arabia.
Hmm. Don't they also cut off the hands of thieves?
I believe they do.
Well, they got something right.
And let's go back to the guy, Martin Shkreli, who hiked up the price of that AIDS drug, and then after some Twitter backlash decided, okay, we'll lower the price. It won't be a 5,000% increase. He hasn't said what it's going to be. It's not going to go back to its original price. But the thing he did last year was buy a company that had a drug that helped people with kidney stones, and he increased the price of that from $1 to $30 per pill.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was another company this week that hiked it from $13 a pill to like $300 and something
a
pill.
Well, that's this guy. That's the same guy we're talking about who did that with the AIDS drug this week.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only one you didn't get right here, Todd. You got the rest of them for 13 points, and that makes you a winner. Congratulations.
No punishment.
No punishment for you. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I'll bring in our next contestant. Hello, Sheila. Hi, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I just want to let all the listeners know that tomorrow at Melville High School over on Lee Mayferry Road, there's a big tailgate sale.
Okay. Which category would you like, Sheila? We have This Francis Is Not the Pope, Famous Falls, or our new third category, John Boehner Is Crying Again.
The Francis one.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Sheila, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Francis directed the Godfather movies?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Correct. Who plays Francis Underwood on the Netflix series House of Cards?
Pass.
Which Francis won the Best Actress Oscar in 1997 for Fargo and an Emmy last weekend for Olive Kitteridge?
Oh, pass.
What is the best-known novel by Francis Scott Fitzgerald?
The Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby. Five-pointer.
Okay.
What famous daytime soap opera couple was Jeannie Francis once half of?
Do you want the TV show or the...
I want the...
She played with Luke. It was Luke and Laura.
That's correct, on General Hospital. Back to
General
the two-pointer.
Hospital, right.
Who plays Francis Underwood on House of Cards?
Patrick Dempsey.
Kevin Spacey. How about the Francis who won the Best Actress for Fargo? That was Frances McDormand.
Oh, well.
Just won the Oscar or the Emmy last weekend. So let's see how you did here. You got Luke and Laura. You got Francis Ford Coppola, and only 6 points for you, Sheila. And that means I am going to have to punish you. It was last time we had a presidential election, we had a great piece of punishment music from Joe Lieberman, who was running for vice president. Not last time, but several elections ago. He was running for vice president, and we had him singing the Broadway show tune, Oklahoma. This time around, the only one of the presidential candidates who we can find who has recorded a song is the guy who's leading in some of the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire on the Democratic side, and that would be Senator Bernie Sanders. And I know if you're like me, when you think of Senator Bernie Sanders, you think of reggae or ska music. Which leads us to this version of a Woody Guthrie song.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
I think Woody Guthrie intended this originally as a reggae song.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah. Sheila, I'm sorry you had to hear that,
Thank
but you,
you
earned it. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
I just celebrated my first anniversary with my wife, Annette.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's see what we have for you here that you can maybe win something with for Annette. We have Famous Falls, John Boehner is Crying Again, or Names in the News.
Famous Falls, please.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Ed. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state would you find Niagara Falls?
New York.
Correct. In what South American country would you find the world's highest waterfall, Angel Falls?
Brazil.
Venezuela. In what state would you find Yosemite Falls?
California.
Correct. Which of these nations does not border Victoria Falls in Africa? Zambia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania?
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania. In what state would you find Havasu Falls on an Indian reservation?
New Mexico.
Arizona. Ed, you got the one, you got the three. That's only 4 points. And you have to be punished by Senator Sanders as well.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York.
Sometimes our celebrity punishers bring in a chorus. Doesn't always help. Especially when we go back to them for the vocals, like we do here with Bernie.
I roamed and rambled. I followed my footsteps.
Is this considered rap?
From the sparkling sands.
No.
Really carrying it.
You look up rap in the dictionary, it says, see the opposite of Bernie Sanders' version of This Land Is Your Land.
A voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Paul. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Here's our fourth contestant today. Hi, Jim.
How's it going, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Just want to say hi to my girlfriend, Brenda.
All right. Which category would you like? We only have two left. John Boehner is Crying Again, or Names in the News.
I'll go with Names in the News.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which St. Louisan, who went on to become a New York Yankees legend, died this week at age 90?
Yogi Berra.
Correct. Which GOP presidential candidate dropped out of the race this week and urged some of the others to do the same?
Walker.
Correct. Which former basketball star, the highest scorer in NBA history, released a book about Sherlock Holmes' brother this week?
Oh, man. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Correct. Which disgraced TV anchor returned to the air this week for MSNBC's coverage of the Pope's visit?
Brian Williams.
Correct. For the five-pointer and the clean sweep, what is the name of the British Prime Minister who's accused of having a debauched encounter with a dead pig while at Oxford University?
Oh. Nothing. Yeah.
Well, you can't pass. It's the last one. You got five seconds to come up with a bluff.
Okay. Williams.
Did you say Williams?
Yes.
Oh, that's not correct.
Tony Blair?
No, it's David Cameron.
Oh.
There's a book out by one of his political rivals now that says that when David Cameron was at Oxford, they were doing one of those wacky fraternity-like things that involved him putting his junk into the mouth of a dead pig.
Oh, man.
Here's what's weird about this. There was a series in England a couple of years ago, a TV series called Black Mirror, which streams on Netflix. And Netflix has just picked up for another 10 or 12 episodes that they're going to produce later this year here in the United States. I have watched two of those episodes. The first episode of that involves the British Prime Minister having no choice but to have sex with a pig on camera to make a kidnapping situation involving a princess go away. This series, Black Mirror, is great. Not every episode is like that. It's an anthology series, kind of like a Twilight Zone kind of thing. And it is a great TV show. And when they asked the guy who made that show how he feels about Netflix picking up his show, he says, oh, we're very excited about it, and we're going to try to make stories that aren't based on real life, like the one we didn't know actually was. So, Jim, you got the 1, the 2, the 3, and the 4, almost a clean sweep, but you got 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number 5. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Paul, a second.
Take your 5 seconds and plug something.
Well, I blew off trying to win Taylor Swift tickets to be on the air with you, so I hope I win.
Well, thank you very much. Let me just check to see if we have any Taylor Swift tickets left around here. No, I'm sorry, we don't. These are some old James Taylor tickets from this summer that somebody used.
Dan took them all.
The category for you, Mark, is John Boehner is crying again. You may have heard that he announced today he's resigning from Congress at the end of next month, which means by December he should be announcing who he's becoming a lobbyist for.
Right.
You got 60 seconds on the clock. This is about previous incidents where John Boehner couldn't help but well up and get emotional. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Boehner welled up upon receiving the gavel from the previous Speaker of the House. Who was that?
Newt Gingrich.
Nancy Pelosi. Which Montgomery bus boycott figure was being honored at a 2013 event when Boehner started to cry?
Pass.
In 2011, which moonwalking astronaut got the Congressional Medal of Honor and some tears from John Boehner?
John Glenn.
Neil Armstrong. Glenn never went to the moon. Which legendary British Prime Minister was being honored at a 2013 event where Boehner teared up thinking about him and World War II?
Tony Blair.
Winston Churchill. In 2012, which American golf legend was being honored when Boehner's tears started flowing?
Tiger Woods.
Arnold Palmer. Back to the two-pointer. Which Montgomery bus boycott figure was being honored at a 2013 event when Boehner started to cry?
I have no idea, Paul. Paul Harris.
The woman who started the Montgomery bus boycott by refusing to give up her seat, Rosa Parks. He cries pretty much at the opening of an envelope. And Mark, it's been a while since we've had somebody put a goose egg, a zip, a zero, nada, squat, zilch, up on the scoreboard here, but your name proudly has a zero next to it, so enjoy your punishment.
When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling. The wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
There you go. Senator Bernie Sanders, your presidential candidate and official presidential candidate singer of the Harris Challenge, because nobody else has recorded anything that we can play for you. I encourage every one of the 642 other candidates to please. We're going to be doing this Harris Challenge every Friday, and we need punishment music. So come on, Carly Fiorina, you must have sung a song somewhere or other in front of a microphone. Send it to me.
Let it out.
We'll use it on the air. Let it out, as Dan says. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. We'll start it up again next week for the first challenge of October, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.